people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
This is Mike.
Mike, welcome to the Roctagon. Jeets currently sits at 125 wins overall, 13 losses, and he has won for a week straight now. 5-0, certificate number 14. How you feeling this morning, Jeets? You feeling all right?
Me?
A little angry?
No, the not at all.
Doing all right? All right.
No,
Mike, how you feeling?
Why would I be angry?
Mike, how are you feeling today? You up for this challenge?
Oh, yeah. I just wish it was Friday. That way he could go into the weekend with a loss.
Oh! Hey, do you have a brother named Mike?
All right.
Missed Mike, opportunity
yeah,
by your folks,
yeah,
if you ask
seriously.
Me.
Mike, name is your buzzer.
If I had two kids named Mike and Ike, I'd dress them up in nothing but green and red.
All right. Name is your buzzer, fellas. First one to get three right will be your winner today. Question number one. Arachnophobia is the fear of what?
Jeets. Spiders.
Oh,
spiders is correct.
By the way, that movie terrified me.
Did it really?
Yeah. I was a youngin' when that came out, and my parents let me watch it, and I now just absolutely terrified me.
So we just had our house. The exterminator came by, like, for the, every couple months, whatever. He goes, now it's cold, so the spiders are going to come inside, but they will die. Dude, there was a spider the size of a cat in my house yesterday.
The size of a cat?
When my wife vacuumed it, because I didn't want to get near it, it went thump when it went down the...
Your vacuum can vacuum up cats?
Yes, it can. It was gigantic. I have no idea what kind of spider
wow.
it was, but it was big.
That is industrial vacuum.
Question number two. Jim Delligatti is credited for inventing this fast food big burger.
Jeets, the Whopper.
Whopper is incorrect. Mike.
Big Mac?
Big Mac is right. He said with somewhat confidence. Big Mac?
Was that a guess, Mike?
Yeah, because I don't eat fast food.
So. Oh, I thought you were just a big fan of Jim Delligatti.
I read everything he's written.
I love the chapter on cholesterol.
Question number three. What is the center of an atom called?
Jeets. It's a, it's a nucleus.
Nucleus is correct. Jesus in the lead, 2-1. Question number four. What is the capital of Canada?
Jeets, that's Montreal?
Montreal is incorrect. Mike.
Toronto.
Toronto is incorrect. Ottawa.
Oh, it's Ottawa. Their hockey team's called the Senators. Duh.
Question number five. This famous American was nicknamed the Lone Eagle.
This famous American was named the Lone
Eagle? The Lone Eagle.
The Lone Eagle.
This person flew like an eagle.
Jeets. Is it the Lone Eagle? Was it Randall Cunningham?
It was not Randall Cunningham. Mike.
I think it was a ski jumper, but I don't remember.
Oh, you're thinking of Eddie the Eagle, not Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah.
Now, this is the Lone Eagle, otherwise known as Charles Lindbergh. Lindbergh was known as the Lone Eagle.
You know, you hear a lot about Charles Lindbergh. Almost zero references the Lone Eagle.
I've never heard that before.
It's right on his plane. Question number six. Why did producers almost stop the making of John Wick over?
Oh, Jeets. Terry was just bitching about this the other day. It was like his beard or something, right?
It was his beard. You take the win. I'll tell you what, Mike. Yeah. They almost didn't make it because the producers wanted a clean-shaven Keanu Reeves, and the director said, I'm out. We either make it with a Keanu Reeves with a beard or we don't make the movie. Clearly, he was right. A clean-shaven Keanu Reeves is not John Wick.
You see how little Mike cared? He reacted not at all.
He's mad. Well, hey, no, now you got a chance to win on Friday.
Well, shoot, I knew most of the answers, but...
But you didn't say them out loud. But here's what you'll hear out loud right now.
Bye, Mike.
We all heard that.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, let's hear it again.
Keep rolling, baby.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning about 7:35. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they're very easy to find.
Right there on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.